doing hydroelectric power. Most hydroelectric power comes from the potential energy of the dammed water driving a water turbine and generator. In this case, the energy extracted from the water depends on the volume and on the difference in the height between the source and the water's outflow. This height difference is called the head. The amount of potential energy in the water is proportional to the head. To obtain very high head, water for a hydraulic turbine may be run through a large pipe called a penstock. Pump storage hydroelectricity produces electricity to supply high peak demands by moving water between reservoirs and different elevations. At times of low electrical demand, excess generation capacity is used to pump water into the higher reservoir. When there is high demand, water is released back into the lower reservoir through a turbine. Pump storage seems currently provided the only commercially important means of large-scale grid energy storage and improve the daily load factor of the generation system. Hydroelectric plants with no reservoir capacity are called run-of-the-river plants. Since it is not then possible to store water, a tidal power plant makes use of the daily rise and of the fall water due to tides. Such sources are highly predictable, and if conditions permit construction of reservoirs, can also be dispatchable to generate power during high demand periods. Less common type of hydro schemes use water kinetic energy or undammed sources, such as undershot water wheels. Although most energy in the United States is produced by fossil fuel and nuclear power plants, hydroelectricity is still important to the nation, as about 7% of the total power is produced by hydroelectric plants. Nowadays, huge power generators are placed inside the dams. Water flowing through the dams spin turbine blades, which are connected to generators. Power is produced and is sent to homes and businesses. Disadvantages. High investment cost, hydrology dependent, in some cases, induction of land and wildlife habitat, also loss or modification of fish habitat, fish entertainment or pasture restriction, in some cases, changes in reserve and stream water quality, also displacement of local populations. Advantages. Fuel is not burned, so there is minimal pollution. Water to run the power plant is provided free by nature. Hydropower plays a major role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Reliably low operations and maintenance costs. The technology is reliable and proven over time. Its renewable rainfall renews the water in the reservoir, so the fuel is almost always there. I hope you pick hydroelectric power.